Blessed family, hear the word from God found in the gospel according to Luke chapter 23, starting in verse 44 from the New King James Version. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. And so when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly, this was a righteous man." Everybody knows concerning 2020 and this first quarter of 2021 that certainty is a luxury. It seems that everything that could go wrong, has gone wrong, and everything certain seems to be in some great, grand ambiguity. If we can count on anything, it surely had to be the sun, for the sun set its purpose in the first book of our Testament. God spoke, and light was. He said that the sun had a purpose to reign over the day. In these last moments of our Lord and Savior, the central certainty of time was darkened. What do you do when certainty begins to darken? When darkness takes over all that you have set your life over? Is there an answer when things get dark? Surely it had to be, because this was at the time of the day where surely the sun would shine. Maybe you've been in some events where you expect God to show up, you expect things to work out, but here it is yet again, darkness. I would submit to you that every time purpose fails, every time purpose fails to perform its assigned duty, darkness rages. And when certainty fails, who can we call? Who will hear our cries of agony and anguish? Is there an answer? Jesus says, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." I like that. God, Jesus addresses. His address is in relationship. It's one where we can ask and the Father can hear our cry. He says, "Father," only two times in this whole journey of him being on the cross, this whole agonizing pain. It's only the second time he cries out in relationship. And I submit to you that there are some times that questions that only a true found relationship in God can only answer. You can cry out, "Father, here I am." He says, "Father," Jesus' dying breath would say it would be one of relationship cry. Not only was that, but he says, "Into your hands." I like that. We would know from a good Sunday school teacher and a good Sunday school student that God's hands is referred throughout our Old Testament and New Testament, his mighty right hand of power. But here Jesus cries out not for just one hand. He cries out for both hands. Aren't you ever so glad that when you cry out to God, you can ask God to put all his weight and power in on your circumstances? We know that when we cry out in darkness, God will answer and he will bring his full weight of power and attention to our heart cry. "Father, into your hands." Oh, yes, 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 hands are good. John's hands were good enough for his mother. Peter's hands were good enough for the ministry to the Jews. Paul's hands were good enough for the Gentiles, but nobody's hands are good enough for the soul's sake. Thank God that we have somebody that we can call and say, Father, into your hands. Bear all of your weight and your power in on my circumstance, and knowing that you can be trusted with my utmost. That's his spirit. That's his soul. God, we have somebody when certainty fails and it becomes a luxury, we know that we can cry out to God and say, God, here is our all in all. You apply your power to our circumstances. I like this because something is happening simultaneously as the sun darkens. Something is happening simultaneously as Jesus is uttering this prayer to the ear of his Father. Something is happening. It is a contemporaneous conjunction. He says, and the veil of the temple is being rent. In the veil, as they are tearing into our Savior's body, as they are leaving and his blood is being rent out, and as they have mocked him and he's cried, and he has broken his spirit, and as he's giving it up, something is happening in the temple. The temple veil is being broken from seam to seam. Thank God that when it seems like all is lost, God is doing something at a higher and a deeper level. You know that God is working out. I know you've been through it. I know we've seen it. I know we have grieved. I know we are tired. I know we have been through it all. But you've got to know that God is up to something at a higher and a deeper level. What is he doing, Reverend Johnson? Well, why Jesus was crying? He was making sure that the commonplace, the holy and the most holy, was being open and had access. So common things became sacred. Thank God that he sanctified what was common. And so now you and I, common man, now you and I, common problems, we can ask God and say, God, sanctify us afresh. Tear open the temple. Have your victory. Let it be done, even in darkness. God's just that good. God is up to something at a higher and a deeper level. When Satan made a spectacle of what God was doing, God made a spiritual one. Paradigm shift. Are you ready for what God is about to do?